Good morning, everybody. This is Gregory Hillman. It is October 29th, the year is 2020. We're going over a bunch of stuff that we put out yesterday, and we're going to talk about our resting location and what you can do to get out there in nature so that you need some rest. So on the ham radios, which we listen to, we sell the ham radios, the handhelds here, for anywhere between $25 and $50, depending on the type. We go up to 7 watts right now, but you can order up to 50 watts on the handheld radios that we have. And we hear that people are putting up antennas all over the locations here in northern Arizona. If you're putting up an antenna and you want to let other people know about it, please send us some information about your antenna. Go ahead and send it to the publish account on Brax. Also, if you have a chimney, whether it's an outdoor chimney or an indoor chimney, here in the Cottonwood area, Prescott, or somewhere in northern Arizona, let us know on Brax at the publishing account, and we will give you a free quote and send out a professional licensed bonded chimney sweep before the real cold sets in and you guys start making fires. That'll help the fire department to keep the chimney fires down. Also, got some new websites. One of the sites that we've been checking out is WTFHAPPENEDIN1971.com. That's WTFHappenedIn1971.com. Very interesting how in 1971, the workers continued to produce more and more and more in the United States, but their compensation did not continue to rise. Their compensation stayed stagnant. So the productivity went up, but the compensation didn't change all the way up until the current time. And you can check that out again on the website WTFHappenedIn1971.com. Another interesting webpage to take a look and read into is the mysterious disappearance of Cessna N1812H. So again, that is called the mysterious disappearance of Cessna. So it's C-E-S-S-N-A. And then the Cessna's name is, the registration is November 1812 Hotel. So again, that's November 1812 Hotel. Great story about a Cessna disappearance. Also, check out the, in Cottonwood here locally, check out the Mavericks, where you can get a Mavericks card and get a free drink when you register your card and give them your email address and violate your privacy. But they had a BLM sign outside of Mavericks, but it's been taken down now. I really doubt it was approved by the Mavericks management because, of course, BLM is anti-family, and they say they want to cut the genitalia off black men. So that's a little bit weird and disturbing, and we don't want them around, right? So another one is might check out some of these independent parties in your area. If you're in Alaska, check out the Alaskan Independent Party. Nick is giving a speech with them. There's also a book called Man the Manipulator that we're going to be talking about soon. Locally, we have a lot of people that support us, and this includes contractors, this includes poets, it includes all different types of people here. Some local business owners too, small business owners, salesmen. But there's a sewage pumping plant here in Cottonwood, and they've got big trucks. They come out and they test your sewage system and pump it if need be. They can also run new lines and help with your sewage field. And if you'd like to book them, or if you want them to come out and give you an estimate on what it might cost, I think to get the certification with the city, it costs around $300 to $500. And just message us in the Publish account, and we'll connect you with them on brax.me. So again, we want to support our local businesses, and one of them is a sewage pumping group that's close to the airport in Cottonwood. They wear gear in support of our president and Trump, and you know, great people. We'll talk about them soon. But anyhow, to book your sewage help, send us a message. Also, check out ProudBoysUSA.com. We've been trying to send them messages for years on the contact form. We've never heard back anything. We're interested in local chapters or how we can support them, but we never hear back anything. There's no way to contact them. There's no way for them to contact us back. We suggest they use Brax. Go to brax.me. And start using Brax for Proud Boys. They don't ban you. They don't censor you. And we can actually connect and communicate back and forth so you're not censored and your website works. Also, why is Proud Boys so sexist? Why don't you guys have a Proud Girls or something? You know, why? And why are you ageist? Why you got to be boys? Why isn't it Proud Men? I mean, you guys can be whatever you want, but I don't see too many boys with you. I see men. And why not include the women? Why not just be proud citizens or proud natives? I don't know. So, and they've got the 1776.shop, but in this shop, too, they're saying some kind of funny stuff as well. You know, if you haven't checked out the Hunter Biden emails, you might want to read those so you can see firsthand what's going on. Also, we got a quick story about Eugene, Oregon. Eugene has been coming up on the ham repeater on Mingus at 147.220. And a gentleman that is in Eugene right now, wanted to remind him that, you know, went to Eugene years back and been there many times playing music and performing live for the college circuits there. One of the most recent times was there moving things. Stopped into a music venue and was called out by some locals saying that I didn't quite look like I had that college look in my eyes, and they invited me for a chess tournament at their private location, and I agreed to it. We went to their location for a chess tournament. I played them. I won. They offered me some ice cream, and I accepted the ice cream. I love ice cream, of course. I don't like cow milk, but I love ice cream. And they gave me some. It was green in color. They only gave me a little bit, but it was very powerful. And they had, they said that there's 400 gallons of ice cream that are made each year from cannabis in the Eugene area. and all of them have been pre-sold for at least the next decade. So you can't even buy them, you can't order them, and you can't give them money for the product, even if it's 10 years out. So it's very popular there. But that's Eugene, Oregon. We are offering our resting room here at the publishing house every single day. Just reserve your spot with us. Just come out during normal business hours and rest all day if you'd like. You can even rest just a few minutes if you want to. We charge $15 for unlimited resting throughout the day. And we have the heated pad, the indoor heater. It's a clean, simple room that will help you to relax and recover. Certainly, the doctors like Dr. Andrew Weil, PhD, medical doctor, says that taking naps and resting is great, and maybe not taking a nap for longer than 15 minutes if you fall asleep during the day. But sometimes people are coming in from working for many days straight or whatever it happened to be, and they need a couple days just to completely rest. And you guys are welcome to do that here. We need people to publish too, and we need you to be rested so you understand what we're talking about. Also, we want to mention some of the best places to hike and go out climbing in northern Arizona. So you can check these places out on your own, and if you want more details or an exact address or other information, just chat with us and request that. We'd be happy to send it to you on the Brax app when you chat with Publish. But check out some hiking trails. Check out Soldier's Trail if you haven't been on that one. That's near Flagstaff on the south end of Flagstaff. It's called Soldier's Trail. Free parking goes all throughout the woods and the nature area there. You can do some hiking on Mingus Mountain. You can take Mingus all the way up the hills towards the mountains of Jerome and hike around that area. That's near Cottonwood. We're going to recommend hiking around Fort Tuthill, which is the park just towards the bike path of Soldier's Trail on the south end of Flagstaff. Again, that's Fort Tuthill, Tuthill. Any of the hills behind Jerome. So if you go to Jerome, go over the hill on the only road that goes over the hill, you'll find a whole bunch of places to hike on that other side of the mountain behind Jerome. It's more lush, there's more vegetation back there. There's great scenery from the top of the mountain near Jerome that you can look towards Cottonwood and Sedona. Check out the Observatory Hill that goes all the way up that incline in Flagstaff. So there's an observatory that is normally open to the public, but you can walk all the way up the hill and still look out over Flagstaff. It's a great hike. Go ahead and go all the way up to the airport in Sedona, the very top of the hill, and there's a loop that goes around the outside gate of the airport in Sedona. It'll probably take you a little over an hour to do the entire loop, but I'd recommend it. It's a beautiful loop that you can see 360 degrees around the entire Sedona area. All of these locations are free, by the way. You don't have to pay to park, you don't have to pay to hike. There's no silly enforcement that's going to be harassing you. The locals are nice, people are friendly. If you need to, get off the trail and rest for a little bit, odds are no one's going to harass you. There's a terrific location for hiking in Sedona called Cathedral Rock as well. Again, free bathroom, free restroom, free hiking, free parking. at Cathedral Rock in Sedona. Also in Sedona, in West Sedona, check out Chimney Rock, a terrific hike all the way up to that location, and then a unique view looking towards the Flagstaff area from Chimney Rock. There's also a park and a hike behind the Bashes in Sedona. We do boycott Bashes in Sedona because they only suggest extracting your money for these malicious women and children programs that are separating our families through the Violence Against Women Act from Clinton. So we boycott Sedona because they don't support men as well as women. They're sexist. Also, we don't support Bashes because they require people to wear face diapers, and the little beta males that run around groceries outside delivering them to cars in face diapers are unhealthy, and they harass people who are in the parking lot going to the neighbors' businesses near Bashes. So they're not good for the small business community. They harass the clients of others, and we do boycott Bashes in Arizona. Also, check out Operation Warp Speed. This is a coronavirus mention. So Operation Warp Speed, it's about pushing these vaccines on our population and how that is being done. Certainly, there's no holding people accountable for the vaccines. They're just going to inject everyone and harm them in whatever way they wish. Also, it even says on the HHS.gov Operation Warp Speed website webpage, it says any vaccine or therapeutic doses purchased with U.S. taxpayer dollars will be given to the American people at no cost. So this means we're spending our taxes on these vaccines. And then they're going to force these vaccines on us and try to influence us to tacitly agree to take them, since they're free. Right? So anything that's free is almost always going to be harmful to you, or make you the product, and this is no different with Operation Warp Speed. Another thing that you guys should be checking out here is any type of information coming out about the McGaffey virus scan or other virus scans right now. We do not suggest using any software that says it's a virus scanner. These are almost always rats or remote access Trojans that will be monitoring your computer use and maliciously giving that data to those who intend you harm. Check out the AP article that's called UN Says a New Polio Outbreak in Sudan is Caused by an Oral Vaccine. Again, it's an Associated Press article, AP article. The UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. Also in Medscape, check out Brazil confirms the death of a volunteer in the COVID-19 vaccine trial. Again, on the Medscape website, look at the article. Brazil confirms the death of a volunteer in COVID-19 vaccination trial. In other InfoWars news, Laura Loomer continues to raise money off the platform and make false claims about herself to try to glorify herself. saying that she is the most banned woman in the world when she's not. And I'd like to point out a very obvious person, woman, who is more banned than Loomer. And that is Millie Weaver. Millie has been banned off of InfoWars, and InfoWars has banned Millie Weaver off of banned.video. But Laura Loomer gets to just mislabel and fundraise and misuse the banned.video domain that we all paid for so that we could get information across. And she's not banned on that site, but Millie is. So Millie is by far more banned as a woman in the world than Laura Loomer. So think about that. Also, the Harvest Moon is being spoken about for Halloween. We're going to have a Harvest Moon for Halloween. And everyone is welcome to talk to us about Thanksgiving plans. We've got all kinds of, we had a great Thanksgiving Eve homecoming that's going to be happening at Just for Fun in Cottonwood. We got live bands and food trucks. If you want to get in on the food truck thing or cooking or playing music, doing karaoke, send us a message. We've got a poetry reading coming up on November 13th. So if you want to read a poem or listen to others read poetry at the publishing house, just chat with us and we'll get you reserved. Also, you can get in on the raffle now for the Sedona Hot Air Balloon Festival. That's going to be coming up October of 21, so in about a year from now. And if you get your name in on the raffle, you'll be able to potentially win a general admission or a VIP admission ticket. But you've got to get your name in soon, certainly before the end of the year, to get in on the raffle. The tickets for Thanksgiving Eve, which is on November 25th, around noon, in Cottonwood, those tickets are on sale now for $10, but they go up to $20 on November 1st. So make sure you buy those now. You can buy them in person at the publishing house. You can have them delivered to you. You can also buy the tickets from Just for Fun as well, local to Cottonwood. But go ahead and buy them now so that way you don't have to pay the $20 full ticketing price. And outside of that, we just really want you guys to get out there, have a great one, come by and get some rest in. It's just $15 a day. And, you know, if you guys want a guest pass, you know, if you just chat with us in the Brax app. We'll give you a guest pass. If you want a guest pass for one of your friends and you want two of you guys or three of you guys or whatever to come in and use the resting room, we can do that as well. Just communicate with us and let us know what's going on. Have a great week. It is October 29th of 2020. And stay warm in this chilly weather we're having. Love you all.